Thank you, Bell Choir. They blessed us already earlier this morning. Glad to see everybody in the church. We have a few families already traveling, headed visiting their families and friends, some of them out of state, many of them out of state. This is special Sunday because we have two reasons to worship. We have one reason only to worship, really, our God, but two themes for the service because this is Christ the King Sunday. But we also call this Thanksgiving Sunday because this is the beginning of Thanksgiving week. Many times we ask, what is Christ the King Sunday all about? What is it? Well, one thing is it is the last Sunday of the church year, lectionary reading year. This is the last Sunday. Hopefully there are Sundays after this Sunday, but this is last year of the church year 2025. Then next Sunday, which is the first Sunday of Advent, we started all over. And then following all the festive seasons of the church, plus also the ordinary seasons that are before us. The history of this Sunday, called the Christ the King Sunday, is not very old. Namely, about 100 years ago, in 1925, Pope Pius XI introduced it to the church at that time to combat the rising secularization and nationalism that he saw in the world taking place at that time. He believed we need to remind people that there is only one King and one Lord. Leaders of different nations, even they call themselves mighty, they come and they go, but there's only one Lord and King who will stay and remain. Now, I am not sure if this season, this time of history is any different much about this concern. It seems like the world continues to become more secular and more nationalistic. Secular means less interested in religions or spirituality. And of course, nationalistic means identifying more and more just us and my nation and so forth. Now let's make sure being patriotic and being nationalistic, promoting only nationalism, excuse me, there are two different things. If we are patriotic, we love our country, we love our nation, we love everything about it. Sometimes we may be a little disappointed about matters, and we need to work on those. Being nationalism is something different. It doesn't recognize other nations or their concerns whatsoever. And there are countries in this world and civilizations that are nations as much as we are. But to us Christians, this Sunday, this is a reminder that there is one Sunday particular in the life of the church that we remember that there is actually only one King and one ruler beyond anybody else. So on this Thanksgiving season, we are to raise the name of Jesus, the real King, above any other rulers and kings. And we are to profess and say it loud and clearly that Jesus Christ is the true King and a ruler beyond any other rulers, whoever they might be. So this festival of Christ, the King Sunday, continues to hold an important part in our church here again and again, year after year, and day after day. But what does it mean that we say Christ is the King? What is King Jesus all about? Well, let me ask you before we try to answer this question, let me just ask you openly, is Jesus Christ your King? Is he the reason for your thankfulness? Do you thank him first for all the blessing that he has provided to you, your family, your loved ones, all that you have today? He's behind all the blessings for sure. Our scripture reading offers several important answers, actually, to this question, why Jesus is called the King, King of Kings. I don't think I'm going to read them all today in one service. You can't do it. But let me visit our two lectionary readings this morning, and let me ask you this: what does our epistle reading, Colossians 1, 11 through 20, say about the King, the King Jesus? Let's listen to this. Namely, Apostle Paul tells that Jesus is King for certain reason, and the reasons are very clear. The reading says, listen to this, all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. We don't have to add anything to it. It tells it all. He is the King. He is the ruler. He is the creator. Everything that we see in this world, in this universe, and everything that we cannot see, and that is a lot, has been created by Jesus Christ, the true King and the true ruler. There is no nation, no government, no earthly ruler who has not been created through Jesus and for him and to serve him, if they are, if they have chosen to serve him. That is why he is the King of Kings. And reason for any thankfulness you have this morning in your heart for many things. And then Paul goes on to say, in him all things hold together. In Jesus all things hold together. Without Jesus playing an active role in our world, in other words, everything would fall apart without Jesus Christ. In your life, in my life, in the life of the church, in this world, in Jesus all things hold together. Even if we can't always see him at work, sometimes you wonder, I wish Jesus had been here. Like little boy, there's a mess at the house. I don't know what's going on. First thing, when he came from daycare home, he told his mother that I wish Jesus had been here to clear everything, to put things in order. We do have thoughts like this once in a while in our homes and houses. Even if we wish he were more involved in our world, but he is. The truth is that the only reason things have not completely fallen apart is Jesus Christ the King. In him all things hold together, in your life, in my life, in our lives, in this world. He is the glue to our universe. But not only that, Paul tells us that God has, listen to this, God has rescued us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus, where his love and forgiveness and grace and mercy rules. Is this King ruling in your life, my friend, on this Thanksgiving Sunday? All ruled by the gentle, loving, kind, all-powerful King, Jesus Christ. Now, a king who chooses not to rule by force, but by love. And this is sometimes very difficult for us to understand. And we have beautiful illustrations all over in the Bible about this. Let's visit our gospel reading this morning. Our lectionary gospel comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. So we ask, what does the Gospel of Luke say about this king? It seems like a little surprising. When I was preparing for this message, it seemed like a little surprising choice for the gospel for this Sunday, actually, when it talks about Jesus' crucifixion. I thought this is not very fitting. It should be more celebrity for the team we have before us today. But an account of the gospel reading and narrative, we hear about Jesus who was mocked for being called the King of Jews. So what kind of king Jesus really is? What kind of king he is? Bible says he allows himself to be crucified and killed in the most humbling, shameful way we can imagine. What kind of king chooses to rule from a cross? From a cross. Our king, the king of all creation, who is none other than the Son of God, chose to do that because he was after you and after me. Through his love and grace and mercy, this is the king we have come to thank this morning, beyond anything else. Then there is that thief and sinner on the cross that we read about, actually on the both sides of Jesus, one on the other side. There were criminals, Bible called them criminals, being nailed to the cross and Jesus right in the middle. Let me talk about the other one. Let me call him thief. What else he might have done, we don't know for sure. But this was your place and my place, my friend. You can say that you can relate, I can relate to that thief and sinner on the cross. And I don't think this is too far to take it or stretch it. Because we all are sinners, am I right? We all sinners. In the eyes of God, we deserve that place on the cross. But this sinner, this man, this other man, he spoke up. And he spoke up right time, right place. And might be saying the most beautiful words he has ever said in his life. He said this to Jesus. Listen to this. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me. The other one was insulting Jesus. But this man said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And suppose that Jesus responded slightly differently than that what he said to the thief. And this is what he might say to you today. I have come into my kingdom. And now I let you off of the cross. And I invite you live freely as my disciple. I have completed my work on the cross. And now I just invite you to join with me. To join with me, to be with me. And what would we say to him today on this Thanksgiving Sunday, Christ the King Sunday? What are your thankful words to Jesus? You look back, you see sorrow, you see struggle, you see disappointments. Maybe there's pain and aches in your body today. Maybe there are still prayer concerns to pray and worries to worry. Yet beyond all this, you remember what Jesus has done for you on the cross. As you responded to him, as you pray to him, you say, Jesus, remember me when you have come, as you have come into your kingdom. And he would tell you, my daughter, my son, today you will be with me in the paradise. Today you will be with me. Whatever is going on in your life, today I will never fail you. I never forsake you. I never turn my back to you, because I am the reason for your thankfulness. Jesus has taken us off the cross. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me. Maybe some of you are saying that and praying that prayer today. Maybe you prayed this morning before coming to church. So something to take home on this Thanksgiving and Christ the King Sunday. We give thanks to Christ the King for reason. He's reason for the season. He's reason for our life. He's reason for any thankfulness you have in your heart. He is the reason for all that. And we do well if we remember him today as we are making plans for our family gatherings, our time together, whatever is coming there to your direction. Let's make sure that we put him right in the middle of everything. He's the foundation of your life. He's the reason for this season and reason that you are who you are. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. We continue our time together with the ministry of giving. If the ushers can come forward at this time.